We would like to thank you for your faithful prayers and gifts down through the years. This program is listener supported, and we could not take the good news of the gospel to the world without your help.
If he's got all power, I don't care what you say, I have to trust him and his power, and he will work it out. He'll work it out. I said he'll work it out. Why are you trying to fix it? He's already worked it out.
On the menu today, Dr. Williams serves up part 3 of The Power of God.
He still knows what tomorrow is going to bring. I'm begging you, seek the power of Almighty God.
Welcome to Expressions from the St. Paul Missionary Baptist Church. We are blessed to have serving as our pastor, serving us faithfully in his 46th year here at St. Paul, Dr. Ephraim Williams. Our edifice is located at 3996 14th Avenue in Sacramento. We'd like to take this opportunity to invite you out to worship with us in person on Sunday morning. New membership orientation begins at 8:45 a.m. Sunday school classes for all ages are offered at 9 a.m. and our worshiping experience begins promptly at 10. It would truly be a blessing to look around and to see your face in the place. If you have your Bible, open it with me to the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 7, verse 9, and bookmark Hebrews, chapter 2, verse 13. We'd like to thank you for joining us today. We are now going to transition into the sanctuary, and offering up our appetizer is our youth choir, and immediately following their selection, the next speaking voice that you will hear will be that of Dr. Williams with today's entree.
Withholding nothing, withholding nothing, I surrender all to you. Everything I give to you, withholding nothing. Withholding nothing,
holding nothing,
withholding nothing. Withholding nothing,
withholding nothing,
withholding nothing,
withholding nothing. I surrender all to you.
Everything I give to you. Withholding nothing,
withholding nothing,
withholding nothing,
withholding nothing,
withholding nothing,
withholding nothing.
Withholding nothing,
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 withholding nothing.
withholding nothing.
To God, as I told you before I started early. But when I was reaching the close of my teenage years, moving into my young adult age, I experienced the inward power of God. I was at my home, nobody there, lifting up my hands, praising and thanking God. All what he had done for me at that age. And then, I'd only been married very shortly, praying for the peace in my home. Peace. Like a river. Peace. And then all of a sudden, I can't worry about what you think. All of a sudden, something hit me. And that something was the power of the Holy Spirit. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I lost control of a young man, giving him praise and thanksgiving. Yes, sir. The reason I can preach about it, I know about the power of God. He's no wimp. He is not a gossiper. He's all that he is and all that he will be and all that he's going to be. There's nobody like God. I said to a young man this week, his wife left him, and he's almost to lose his mind. I said, if you lose your mind, because she left you, it says you didn't have much brains in the first place. You don't give your life totally to nobody. You got to, as I say often, there some things you just don't tell. Don't let folks know if you've been a little bit on the offside. Keep it to yourself. When you ever experience the power of God, you will never cuss again. When you can't stop cussing, it's because you have not experienced the control and cussing power. He can control you. Somebody says, well, you know, it's just me. This is the way I am. You quit saying that because you're then denying the power of God. If he hadn't a minute, he wouldn't have said it. If any man or woman is in Christ, what happens to him? Now, he don't make the body over. He makes the mind and the thoughts over. I hear you say, but Pastor, have you ever cussed? When I was a teenager, I said some cuss words. I learned before I was 18 that it is a bad reflection on you when you curse. Not somebody else. You cuss me out all you want to. You're the one look bad. Because I'm going to stand there and say, Lord, when the crazy get through, let me know so I can go. You cannot have both powers, Almighty God's power and Satan's power at the same time. And don't tell me anything about you don't know anything about Satan. If you say you don't know anything about Satan, you just lie. Just because you don't attend nightclubs and bars and gamble and cheat and steal, friend, that's just one symptom of the power of Satan. You can sit at your house and Satan can poison your mind with bad thoughts. He can have you talking about people and they don't even know you're alive. I said earlier and I'm going to repeat it to you. Demons, the Bible says, talks about demons. What does that mean when he uses the word demon? That's not one. Let me say this to some of you sanctified, holy, baptized believers and haven't sinned since you got here. Demons are organized. Yes, sir. What you demons. They can be on 65th and in St. Paul at the same time. They just don't know everything. A whole lot of people, and I'm saying this, Brother Les, listen to me because you're a good son. A whole lot of people have been contaminated with demons and don't know it. You can run with a demon, talk to a demon, and he's influencing. You don't even know you're doing it. That's why I beg you to read the word. I'm going to give you some more books. Read the word. If you want to know how God is doing, read the word. You don't have time to cuss. Read it. If you want to hear from God every day, read the word. What did he say this morning to you? Deuteronomy says, God warned Israel. He says, now, when you leave, I'm with you, but don't turn against me. And they turned against him in the wilderness, and they all died, but how many? You cannot, let me throw this out to some young people, and some of you people think you're young. God has blessed you all to go to school and graduate. Go to college and didn't cost you a dime. Somebody else paid you. He's blessed you to have a job and keep you in your right mind. And you got the nerve to forget him. There is no such thing. I could never forget God. All that he's done for me. I can't forget it. I want to give a couple of testimonies in my sermon. I went to the airport. We went to the airport and they came up quickly and said to me, "You can't go through. Come with me." And they took me to the side in a little room like. They checked me out. They didn't find no weapons. And they gave me another name. They said, "We thought you were so-and-so. You look identical like him." Then they let me go through. When I got in Atlanta, Georgia, I went through the same thing. Pushed me around, but then they let me go. And I didn't say nothing to them, because they had, pressure, they had the state of Georgia power behind them. They had the federal government's power behind them. But here's one thing they didn't have. They didn't have the Holy Ghost power in them. And I said to one of them, I said, "Sir, I don't know what you're looking for. There's a whole lot of people look just alike. But I don't have no weapon. I don't have nothing." And somebody said, "Well, did they make you nervous?" "No." And here's why I didn't get nervous. I want you to hear this today. You see, person, I have a nerve regulator. And he regulates. When I get to the point I can't control it, he regulates it. And he stood up in me when they put the handcuffs on me and took me in a little room. He stood up in me. And a few minutes ago, I said, "I think we have the wrong man." I said, "Look at the Holy Ghost."
Yes, sir.
Yes. That was his power. Church, the reason many people drop out of church, not the church, it's them. They have not experienced any connection with God. They joined church and shook the preacher's hand, was baptized in water, but they haven't experienced the power of Almighty God. God cannot be seen, but he can be felt. I want to take my time. I want to represent God right. If Israel would have listened to God, they'd have been blessed. They would not have all died in the wilderness. They didn't trust God. Amen. And some of you came out of Louisiana, crossed that bridge in Arizona, came out of Mississippi, Georgia, Texas, and got out here and got in a two-flat building, and you forgot God. It's going to rain in it soon. You got to thank him for who he is. You got to testify what he's done for you. You got to tell the world, "There's nobody like God." We sang this song sometime, it talks about, "Oh Lord." Now listen, why would he use the word, "Oh Lord"? Because there's nobody else like him. He said, "Oh Lord, my God, when I, in awesome wonder, consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed." And listen to what he says. Then sing my soul, my Savior God, to thee. Amen. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sing my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great. That means nobody is greater than he. Nobody. Amen. That's my one year. Then I'm just going to quote a little more of that song. When, my friends, he said, when through the woods, the forest, that is, and wonders. And let me add, through the birds singing with no musician, through the fish flopping and no band, thou art great. He made it all. When you get to the point that when we bought the home where I'm living, we started buying the home. We went home. I said to my lady wife, I said, now how are we going to celebrate? She said, well, let's do some at home, and then we'll go out and do the rest. Take the family. I celebrated. Laugh at me less. I celebrated what God had done for me in buying a home. I was able to get a discount from the realtor and from the mortgage company. I didn't have that kind of brain, but I had to celebrate. And when I went home, I celebrated. And then when we went out, we had food and no wine and no liquor. He was the wine and he was the liquor. I was already drunk for what he's done for me. I was high for what he has done for me. Don't tell me about what he hadn't done. Amen. Then I was trained as a youngster. I begged to try to train the people in this church. Then I was trained less. You're not into that, but Charles is. I was trained that if you sell on a home for the second time, you don't take the money. You transfer it electronically so you don't pay your taxes on it. You get to be like Trump. You get to say, well, there are ways that I don't owe no taxes. The lady said, but don't you want to buy you a van, take the cruise? I didn't come here for financial advice. I came here to sign the paper. Christianity is living. We spend too much time talking about going to heaven. Someday I'm going to meet with Jesus. You need to meet him on earth. You need to meet Jesus every day. And so Israel refused to listen to God, and they died. They had an opportunity. I said to some preachers recently, I said, there's a number of them, I said, now, you all in the different churches, you need to be careful how you carry yourself. Because if you work behind the scene trying to hurt your pastor, God won't be able to say you've been good or you've been kind. Let me back up what I'm saying here. Moses, this is the Bible. Moses was God's what? Servant. One of the highest servants he had. I know what you said about him, but God didn't say it. God said, Moses, my servant, is dead. Joshua, because you followed him, listened to him, and was obedient, he said, I'll tell you what I'm going to do, Joshua. He said, you take over. And as I was with Moses, I'll be with you. Don't go to the right or the left. I'll guide you. And he guided him all the way to the crossing over into the land. You can't beat this powerful God I'm talking about. If he would have just been disobedient, Joshua wouldn't have never been second in command. Amen. And let me say this while I'm giving you, I said I'm going to give you a couple of testimonies. When I was in greater light, Maybe I shouldn't have called her name, but I was. I was humble, kind, gifted, and smart. And Charles said, and I never raised my voice with anybody to hurt not only the pastor, but nobody. Because I learned when I was young, God doesn't get no information from other folks. He already knows it. And all them people that gave him a bad time, Charles, I'll name them sometimes. All of them caught hell when they got out and got to be pastors. I've been here almost all my life. I haven't created no hell, so I haven't caught any. And the church can say, he's all powerful. All powerful. All powerful. I said he's all power. Not some power, but all power. And Paul was busy evangelizing. And he ran into the young man, Timothy. Remember the story? And he helped to raise him up. Paul did. And then when he moved into the area where he was going, they called him to a church. Remember, Princeton? They called a young man to a church. And the older people, and they're still doing it, gave him hell. Paul said to him, he said, Timothy was full of the Holy Spirit. Paul said, but you need more. Don't misinterpret that theologically. Paul was saying, you got the Holy Spirit to lead you. Now you got to learn some strategy how to deal with these old, crazy, mixed up people. And Paul says to Timothy, he says, God, I didn't write it. He said, God, that's what Paul said to Timothy. He says, if we are faithless, Timothy, we don't have no faith. He remains faithful. For he cannot deny himself. And if you notice, if you read the history of Timothy, he finished well because he stuck with God. And they start dying, those are giving him hell. And let me tell you, I said it before, I'm going to repeat it. Trump didn't just accidentally get in the White House. God uses people to bring his people in order. Amen. You got 401k? Help me, Jesus. You got, I don't know all the rest of them. You got all kinds of K's. And I said this before. Word got back to me, somebody said, you're not giving a dime for the senior housing. Because I'm not going to live in it, I'm not giving a dime. Give me my Bible. Let me. Here, Johnny. Here's the donation came this week. 1,000. Put the name on the envelope. Somebody sent 1,000. Lady from Oroville don't come here. She sent some money. God, Brother Holmes, you tell Charles, God already have it worked out. It's already worked out. Stand up here, person. You know about it. I'm over here on my knees praying for to come here, begging God so you can be happy, comfortable, and blessed. And folks say he's crazy. They told my wife, you need to do something with him. He had no business over there on that ground praying for no judge. You sitting up in here in it. And don't tell me you're not comfortable because you're not moving around. If he's got all power, I don't care what you say, I have to trust him and his power. And he will work it out. He'll work it out. I said he'll work it out. While you're trying to fix it, he's already worked it out. He still knows what tomorrow is going to bring. I'm begging you, seek the power of Almighty God and watch him work. Well, I thought I'd get through today, but I won't. So let me move again here. Let me just give you a few things here. Jonah had been given an assignment. And then as I move into the sermon, let me tell you something. All of you listening to me on Radio Land, watching me on television, listen to me. Careful today if you don't remember anything else I said in the sermon. Listen carefully. Come here, person. Brother Lawson, stand over here. Stand right there. Person, stand over here. Both of you. I want you to watch something. I'm talking the Bible, my Bible. Brother Lawson, if God's spirit speaks to your spirit and you know it, you couldn't ask another for what they think. In fact, you don't need to ask your wife what she thinks. You work it so she can be happy.
Right.
Person, what you all think? The Lord told me to do this. What you think? They might mean well and they might lie.
Right.
Because they're jealous of what God has told you.
Right.
If God had wanted you to get an okay from somebody, he'd told you to ask them.
Right.
You missed it. You missed it. I said you missed it.
Tell it.
When he speaks, move. I told you I want a star. It's given to me, the senior house. And as sure as my name, Ephraim Williams, we're going to start it. And we're going to have $1 million to get started.
Amen.
You said, where are you going to get it from? Right out here. It's in here this morning. And if you don't give it up and you know you're supposed to help somebody else, I'm not finna worry about living in no senior housing. My job is to make sure this church leaves something to bless somebody else. If we just want everything for ourselves, we are denying the power of Almighty God. Amen. Brother William, there's no point in you trying to build no family life center because we just got through the church and people are not going to give any money. It's paid for. Three and a half years before time. Hey! Help us, Holy Ghost. So Paul said to Timothy, if we don't have no faith, God got some. Teach your children and your grandchildren how to have faith in Almighty God. If you don't do it, you're doing a disservice to yourself. Amen. Amen. Well, I know you're getting home, so I better move on. But you better eat some of this word. Somebody told me that God was omniscient. And if he's omniscient, he knows what?
Everything.
He knows you went to the wrong house and you should have went there yesterday. He's omnipotent. I keep telling you, he is all powerful.
Yes, sir.
He's omnipresent. Wherever I go, he goes with me.
Amen.
I can lie all I want to, and you can too, but you can't outlie him. He's there before you got there.
Amen.
Well, Brother Pastor, you know, it's okay to have young folks to do something, but they don't know nothing. Stand up, Charles. They don't know nothing. When I first met Charles, I talked to him because I love him. When I first met him, I saw he didn't know nothing. I'm just honest. He just got out of high school, just left Ohio, somewhere in the back there in the country. With a mother and how many sisters?
Five.
So he was entangled with six women. And God released him in California. And I stuck with him trying to get him to move on, pushing him. There he is. And the reason I pushed him, I saw in him what he didn't see in himself. Had a few complaints. I thought, oh, that ain't nothing. You'll be all right. Take the time and help younger people. And I'm going to tell you something. Tommy, is that Tommy there? Tommy, you have never been an angel. And so since you haven't been no angel, you know now how to work with people who are not angels. I told you in the old church, the only reason I didn't go to prison is because it was God. Because there was a few people that I definitely would have killed. But the Holy Ghost grabbed me. You can't do that. You got to forgive them and move on. Now they're gone, and here I am saying, there's nobody like God. The power of Almighty God. He's powerful. And all you got to do is just reminisce, think about him, what he's done for you. Think about him. Somebody said, you get an older pastor, if you don't hurry up and get married, it'll be too late. That is not your business. Who told you I want to get married anyway? I've watched the birds pick in the backyard. That's happiness. I get a lot of, I read the Bible. I read the Bible yesterday, and I got happy just reading it. I can get happy on more than marriage. Because all marriage is not happy. And A.D. said, some of us, you get out of it if you didn't think it was a sin. But if you were to listen to God, you wouldn't be in it.
Tell it, Pastor. Tell it.
You got who you wanted, and the devil got you.
Amen.
Preach.
All power. Please, church. All power rests in the hand of Almighty God. All power. Amen. 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 And let me say something about this 401 that you have, that you don't want to give up any of it. God's going to get some. If it's nothing but to let your tires wear out of it. Or let your wife go shopping twice a week. And the women said, God is truthful. He's truthful. In the hope of eternal life, which God, who cannot, my friend, lie, promised long age ago that he cannot lie. He promised he can't lie. He can't. If he lied, he would not be a perfect God. And then, friends, listen carefully. He's very faithful. If we are faithless, he remains. That's what I like. Oh, when I think about what he has done. And you who are past, my friends, you in here today who is past 40 years old, you ought to start thanking him. Because when you get 35, you are senior. I'm serious. You can run around and talk about I'm not a senior yet. You're a senior. You're half a 70. You're not going up no hill. You're sliding down. Let's deal with real life, and then we will deal with a real God. Amen. Amen. I'm not the only one that's hopping. Some of you are hopping. You're just trying to make it look nice, but you're hopping. You're limping or hopping or something. It's not walking straight. Some of you had to catch the side of the bed to get up this morning, and had to walk on the wall to get a shower. Don't tell me about what you are doing. God will help you if you submit. Amen. Well, I better wind this up, and I'll have to come back. I can't finish today, but I'll have to come back to you. And I want you to know, not what somebody told you, I want you to know what the Bible says. Listen to me carefully. The Bible says, this is the Bible, that has nothing to do with me. The Bible says that creation were a mirror. Genesis 1 and 2. Creation was a mirror. Enoch's translation or transform, whatever you want to call it, was a mirror. He was taken up. Didn't have to embalm him. That's a mirror. Church, and you find that in Genesis 5, 19 through 20. 21. And then the burning bush, Genesis 16 and 17 through 18, it burned, but it never did burn up. That's a miracle. I'm talking about all-powerful God. Listen careful here. Sarah's conception, Genesis 17, 15, and 19, was a miracle. Sarah's conception was a what? How old was she? Well, you find me a woman 97 years old now, and she's having to go through conception, I'd be the one to pay for the doctor. And Abraham was how old? 100 years old, and none of you don't. You can think all you want to think, dream all you want to dream. No man in here would ever do what Abraham did. Because God blessed Abraham. He didn't have no power or no strength. But God gave it to him. The destruction of Sodom, Genesis 19, was a mirror. The destruction of Gomorrah was a mirror. Lot's wife turned to a pillar of salt was a what? Listen to me today, my friends. I told you the burning bush in Exodus was a mirror. Moses' rod that turned to what? Was a what? A miracle. Moses' leopard hand was turned and back clean was a what? Listen, friend, and Moses, the reason all that stuff happened, Moses married who? He didn't marry no Israelite. Who did he marry? Who? And what was she? What was her background? She was what? And they made his sister made fun of her, remember? Now let me say this to you, St. Paul. She's not dead. Some of you are the same way. You want to tell other folks to get married and you are not married. If you marry a good man, women, a good man is a man that works, brings his money home, don't have no girlfriend, serve the Lord, and it's happy. If you find that man and you love him, marry him. If he's brown, black, or white. And brethren, if you find a sister who loves you, just because she threw her hair doesn't mean nothing. If she loves you, stand by you, cook with you, eat with you, and then tell you every now and then how much he loves you, go after. You're not marrying race, you're marrying love. You all don't get it. When you get saved, there's no black Christians or white Christians. They're just Christians. And until we get that, we can always be mumbling. Amen. Wherever, Pastor, what would you do? I do what the Lord leads me to do. I don't worry about people. I worry about what God says. If I walk with God, he'll walk with me. I told you all these is all of the miracles. I don't want to get, I can't get any more miracles. I don't have the time. But friends, faith, that's why you're where you are. You don't work your faith. You can have it, but you got to work it. Amen. Faith can conquer a walled city. Remember? Faith can even, my friend, slay a giant. Faith. Faith in Christ can conquer all circumstances. It can destroy all doubt. It can defeat all discouragement. Oh, when I think about what he has done, I put my faith on notice. We got to do something now. I don't really lay around and say, well, I don't know what's going to happen. I done got old now and I can't do what I used to do. You said that. I can do what I used to do. It might not be as much of it. But I'm thankful for what I can do. Amen. Well, church, I want you to stand up. And I want you to listen. Stand up. Don't. I want you to stop. Start today. I want you to stop predicting your future. Stop it. Stop it. Your mouth has many times blocked your blessings. But I can't. I don't know what God. You don't have to worry about what you can't do. Turn it over to who? God. And watch him work. But you can't talk about it. You got to turn it over to him and watch him work. Amen. Amen. I told you last Sunday, I got to remind you because you're looking at it. The doctor said he didn't think I would get around much. I don't know what he thought, but I know I'm walking around. And it's all because of the power of Almighty God. If God could raise up Jesus, he can move me around. If God could let his son down Calvary, and then the people who went around laughing, talking about what they'd done for him, if God could show them he's going to get up on the third day, then he'll do the same for Ephraim. Because I got the power that he had in me. Where are you? Where are you? There's nobody, I repeat, nobody like Jesus. Okay, take number two. Quit kidding yourself with what you say. Your mouth is poison to your spiritual aspect and growth. You can't do that. Number two, listen carefully. Number two, when you pray to God, you move around like he's already answered. I prayed for this young man, and well, I don't know. be a deacon or not. He's here. He's here. This man said, here, I will never be a deacon. I'm going to die early. He's not dead, and he's a deacon.
All right.
Put him on your list.
Right.
And then thank God for it. Hallelujah. What? Are you free? God? Are you free? Are you free? Oh, Holloway. Now, the last what I want to show you. Brother Holloway, when I came here, I don't forget anything. He was very reserved and had black hair, could move pretty fast, and was vile, kind, was not, what, he wasn't controversial. But some people were controversial. Now here he is. He remembers. Tell this, have I ever been controversial in any meeting you've been in? Not that he's been in. You know why? You can't talk about the power of God and you don't act upon it.
Right.
I said when I came in, he was here. I said, now I don't want to talk about nothing. Don't tell me nothing about what nobody did in the past. I don't want to hear that. Let's us, we start from here. And we're going to start with the floor. We remodeled that church over there, the building. Because of God, the power of God. We didn't even have a church full of people. And I said, now we got to start praying and saving our money because we're going to have to build another building. We have the building. Don't you ever tell Ethan that prayer won't work if you're talking to the Almighty God. God is waiting on you this morning to pray. I mean, you got more white hair than I have. Mine is half black, so I'll let you go. Thank you so much. Now, if you're here this morning, you know yourself. If a fish is not in the water, he's going to die. So if you're not in service, then you're going to be worship, able to worship and praise and worship God with the saints, slowly you'll die. If you have never accepted Christ, don't feel bad. Now you know you can accept. Will you come today? God has. Will you come today? God has. Will you come today? Will you come? He has. Will you come today? Will you say yes to him today? God has. Smile. He has. Will you come today? God bless you. We're welcome. God has. Raise it. Me. God has. Smile. Thank you, Jesus. He set me free and you. Will you come today? Smile. He has set me free. God has smiled on me. He's been what? How many of you know he's really been good to you? Let's just thank him. Thank him. Thank him. God has. Smile on you and me. To who? He's been good to you. Thank you, Mr. Yeah. Bill.
Good morning, Saints.
Man, this is the period for our tithes, for God's tithes and offering.
Good morning, Saints.
Don't miss your blessing.
If God has smiled on you, you will want to give back, amen? Everything that you have, own.